It's Sunday, March the 20th, 2011, and we are in the car heading back from our spring break trip, and there's been a lot of Plants vs. Zombies action happening on this trip, and so I've suggested that we do a little podcast talking about ways to win Plants vs. Zombies or different kinds of tips. So we've kind of made a little outline and we'll get started. So we're going to first just define what the game is for people who don't know. So Rachel, you want to start? What is Plants vs. Zombies in a few words?
Well, Plants vs. Zombies is a game on iPhone or iPad and stuff like that. And you play it and you are the plant trying to defeat the zombies with these special plants. There are a lot kinds of them. And you're trying to protect your house, because if you don't protect it, the zombies will come to your house and eat your brains. And the first thing you need to know is order. There are certain orders that you need to go in.
Okay, well, hold on. Before we go there, let's get some more definition. So, Sarah, what else would you add to that about the game and what it is?
Plants vs. Zombies is a simulation game, and there are sort of things like Crazy Dave. He helps you, and you get to go to Crazy Dave when you, I think you get 3,000 coins or something like that. But it is lots of fun, and first when I heard the game Plants vs. Zombies, I go, Rachel, are you kidding? You're playing Plants vs. Zombies? But then I actually started playing it, and it is actually very, very addicting and fun.
Alexander, what would you add to that, and why have you enjoyed the game compared to other games?
Plants vs. Zombies is a strategy game that you work hard to set up defenses around your house and prevent the zombies from getting to you. It is set up with very many variables, and different things could happen in the game. Different plants, different zombies, things that make it more difficult and challenging the more you plant.
So there's lots of different combinations, and it actually involves a lot of strategy because you have a lot of decisions to make. So there's a lot more strategy that goes into it than a game like Angry Birds, as we've been talking about. So Rachel, what did you want to tell us about the order?
Well, the order is very important because you need to remember the order. Like, you want the sunflowers to be in the back, because if you, the zombies, because the more sunflowers you have, the more suns you get, and the more suns you get, the faster you can grow plants, and you need to plant them in the back, because the zombies will eat them and you won't get as much sun. And then you should like put shooters and stuff. And once, and there are different orders that you need to follow, so then you can stay alive in the game.
All right, good. You told us a little bit of background. Sarah, talk a little bit about plants and what the plants do and their functions and things.
Well, there are different plants, and to start off the game, you only have like two or three kinds of plants. Those are your sunflowers. And sunflowers and your little shooter dudes. And I think that's it. But yeah, they're very cool because the sunflowers, you have suns that fall from the sky. You have to have sun to grow a plant, right? And so the sunflowers get you more suns, and then the more suns you have, the more plants you can plant.
The suns also fall from the sky, too.
Yeah.
To help you get started.
So, Alexander, how do you start a game? Because timing, you think, is pretty important with your order of planting?
When you first start out a game, you start out with 50 suns, and the sunflowers cost 50. So the first thing you always need to do is plant a sunflower, because that is how you are able to build more defenses. So you first start out by planting those in the very back, because you don't want, because the zombies will eat your plants to get to your house. So you always start out with your sunflowers to the back, and then as you start planting more sunflowers and you collect more sun, you can start to get more offensive plants, and like pea shooters, which are the plants that you start out with, and you put them next to the sunflowers in the back rows to give them the most time to battle the zombies.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how the game gets more challenging, because there's some different elements with night and day. So Rachel, tell us a little